pandemic blame game. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House calls plunging scores in reading and math unacceptable, but blames the previous administration for school closures.
A once-in-a-generation virus has had profound impacts on our students, as we've seen from the data.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the COVID relief funding passed by Democrats will help students catch up. A new national assessment finds a record drop in math scores for fourth and eighth graders, with reading scores also sliding compared to 2019. Many Republicans argue school closures lasted for too long under the current administration and that the nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan helped fuel high inflation. President Biden says inflation will get worse if Republicans take back control of Congress.
Republicans are going to crash the economy.
He says the choice this fall couldn't be more clear, visiting Democratic Party headquarters in D.C. just over 2 weeks to the midterms.
If we get people out to vote, we win. We get people out to vote, we win, and you're getting them out to vote.
Polls show Republicans favored to win control of the House and potentially the Senate in 15 days. Still, the president says,
first of all, if you speak to most pollsters, they're not sure anymore. Not about the outcome, but about polling. No, I'm not being facetious. It's awful hard to do it these days.
President Biden has held few rally-style events, with candidates opting instead for smaller fundraising receptions around the country. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A search for answers after a deadly St. Louis shooting at a performing arts high school.
Where kids go to learn, to grow, to develop. And something like this happens. It's just heartbreaking.
Police Commissioner Michael Sacks says the gunman killed two people, a teenage girl and a woman, before he was killed by responding officers. No word yet on who he was or any possible motive. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A temporary win at the U.S. Supreme Court for a Republican senator ordered to give grand jury testimony.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas temporarily blocking testimony from Senator Lindsey Graham to a special grand jury investigating efforts from former President Donald Trump and others to influence the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. The order from Justice Thomas stops Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis from compelling Graham to testify, while the highest court decides on the senator's request for a longer delay of the case. While lower courts have ruled the testimony can move forward, Willis has a Thursday deadline to explain to the court why the senator should have to answer questions from the grand jury. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A completed documentary about the rapper formerly known as Kanye West is now shelved after a string of anti-Semitic remarks that have also drawn other protest. Ye's talent agency has now dropped him, and he was recently restricted from Twitter and Instagram over posts the platform say violated their policies. The studio executives behind the shelved documentary say they can't support any content that amplifies his platform. Taylor Swift shattering records with the release of her 10th studio album, Midnight.
Swift breaking Spotify's record on Friday for the most streamed album in a single day. But the multi-Grammy winner didn't stop there. On Saturday, Swift breaking another record, becoming Spotify's most streamed artist in a single day. Swift's latest album is described as the stories of 13 sleepless nights scattered throughout her life. And Swifties were in for a real treat after the artist released a chaotic surprise of 7 additional tracks.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner, she posted a thanks to fans plans for the streaming records, calling them mind-blowing. Back-to-back rallies on Wall Street, the Dow up 417 points today, extending Friday's gains. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.